Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1188. We're learning today, Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabbanan Zisa, Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and that our learning of Hilchas Shabbos Shetaka be a protection on all of Klal Yisrael. The learning of Torah should be Megan on the Klal Yisrael. Okay, getting back to our Malacha of Shoychet, slaughtering. So we are trying to finish up the few more questions here and there, and a few more Shailas in reference to Shoychet, slaughtering. And then hopefully, Bezras Hashem, we would like to move on to our next malacha, which would be goizes, shearing, and in general, it has to do with shearing wool from an animal. Obviously, nobody's going to shear wool from an animal, but we'll see how it applies. It's very negel lemaisa. It has to do with combing hair. It has to do with biting nails, cutting nails, and so on. Okay. But be it as it may, just getting back to our malacha, an interesting question brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 361. And I've heard this in the past, an interesting question. I've heard, I know somebody who's a nurse, and they once asked this question, the question of giving, a lot of times a person has to get a certain injection on Shabbos. And they have to have it done on Shabbos, or whatever the case is, or sometimes there is a intravenous line that has to be put in. Now, we're not talking about in the case in time where it's Bekuach Nefesh, you know, obviously Hatzalah, whatever, that's not the question. Then all hands on deck, as we always say. We're talking about a case in time where somebody needs certain medication and it's done through intravenous or whatever the case is, and it could only be done on Shabbos. And in other words, it's a daily type of a thing, or a certain injection, which is a daily type of a thing, and the person has to have it. So the question is, how does that work? Brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 361, that placing an IV, right, intravenous line or whatever, an IV line on Shabbos, in a case in time where a person from before, they have to have certain medication, which they must take on Shabbos, that's not the issue, but the issue is putting in the IV line on Shabbos, and it could only be put in on Shabbos because it's put in every day or whatever, but this IV line could involve a halachic question of, making oneself bleed. The person doesn't do it themselves, somebody else does it, whatever the case is. Okay, so since one generally draws, he brings down, again on page 361, since one generally draws some blood into the syringe to be sure that the needle is properly placed in the vein, right? We're not talking about taking a blood test. We're talking about putting in an IV line. Obviously, a normal case in time, person, there's some bleeding that's taking place. And when the needle's put in, there is some bleeding taking place over there also. That's what he says. Since one generally draws some blood into the syringe, to be sure that the needle is properly in place in the vein, it becomes a problem as far as the malacha of shoychet. Furthermore, he goes on to say, the insertion of a needle into the vein, obviously, often releases a minute amount of blood. There is some bleeding taking place. So bottom line is, and there's another question also which comes up, which we said, the same applies with regard to administering an injection on Shabbos. A lot of times person needs, they need every Shabbos. We spoke about diabetics taking the test. We spoke about that last time also. So the same thing would apply over here, that one has to ask a Rav, one has to ask their halachic authority, they have to ask their Rav how to go about doing it. In general, it's better a guy does it, but there are times and places that either so for whatever reason a person can't get a guy, or it could be a little bit more dangerous. You rather have a Jew do it. Sometimes there's a Hatzalah member that comes and does it. Well, okay, but be it as it may, again, we're dealing in a case in time whereby this could be set up before Shabbos. When it comes a case in time where somebody needs an emergency, something took place, so then there's nothing to talk about. A Yid has to do it. A Jewish person must do it, because if you leave it up to a guy, you know, it's a life and death situation. We don't let a guy do it because of the fact that we're afraid he won't do it quickly enough, he won't do it the right way. Life and death. A Jewish person does whatever has to be done. And we said many Jewish people could do whatever has to be done if it's a question of time, life and death, and so on. Okay, but that's not the issue. Over here is an issue of the person knows that on a daily basis or whatever. So in such a case in time, better to have a guy. If need be, there is a problem with that, they can't get one, or it's not available, or they're afraid it won't be done right, whatever. So bottom line is, in this situation, one should ask a Rav before Shabbos, or before Yom Tov for that matter, whatever the case is, how exactly to go about doing it, because again, there is blood being taken out. Now, depending on the case, and what the thing is all about, does the person want the blood to come out? It's obviously, again, there's various different type of things. It's just plain taking an injection, probably not. So it could be some lachri chalagufa. In a case in time where it's putting in a intravenous line, it could be not. So lach shein sri chalagufa. So then by a guy, you're dealing with much, much, much easier dealing with a shvus to shvus for sure. For sure. To the rabbanis, shvus to shvus. Over here is definitely makam sirech and makam chayli, whatever the case is. But be it as it may, if it's a person, the case in time where somebody needs a Jewish person to do it, a person must ask before Shabbos in this situation. Again, you know, exclaiming the fact when it's pkuach nefesh, then we do not ask. We just do what has to be done when it's life-threatening. All hands on deck. Okay. Now, I just do want to mention one thing, just the background behind it, if you want to call. This is different, a little bit different. He brings down the drawing blood for medical purposes, like we spoke about a diabetic. Rahman al-San has to take their blood tests and so on, must be done on Shabbos. But we spoke about this a little bit different because in that case, you want to take the blood. You have to test it so you want the blood. Over here, it's a little bit different because most of the times, again, in most cases, it depending on the case, but in most cases, just to give an injection or to draw a line, an intravenous, you know, it's not, the person doesn't really need the blood. So, they don't have to bleed. When you need the blood, the person has to bleed. They have to check the blood, right, for a diabetic or whatever. So that's a much, much worse, a much stricter case, if you want to call it. So that's what he brings down on page 360, which we spoke about last time, that a Jew may not draw blood from a patient who is not seriously ill. Again, not seriously ill, even if he does not, even if he does nothing more than to prick the finger, right? Like we said, by these tests to check the blood for the diabetic or whatever. However, one may draw blood for medical purposes from a patient who is or might be seriously ill. Again, we want to keep in mind when if it's a suffix, even a question of seriously ill, you know, pkuach nefesh, life threatening, even a question, not even a for sure, but if even a question, then a Jew has to do it. Then he says this is permitted even if the results of the blood test will not be known for a few days. I mean, again, if it's a life threatening thing, depending on the situation. But if it's not life threatening, like we said, then it becomes problematic in that case because the person wants to take it out. In our cases, we're talking about most of the time you do not want to bleed. So mlach shein sri'ch l'gufa, worst case scenario, and using a guy and so on. Again, if we said no guy, whatever. So that was the case that they spoke. This nurse had. Ask in those cases there's no guy available, so that's when has to be careful asking and you know, preparing before Shabbos and not having to get stuck. Oy vey, I forgot to, you know, I'm not sure, what do I do now? I have to get the injection they have to have, right? We're talking about a case in time, a person must have the injection and the V line has to be put in, whatever the case is, because it's like a daily thing. They forgot to ask, they're not sure what to do, so now they're already become a little bit stuck. But be it as it may, for a guy to do it obviously is okay. We're dealing with worst case of shvus to shvus, in the case of putting in the intravenous and the injection, but due to do, definitely ask before Shabbos, as long as it's not a case of kuach nefesh. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.